Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports takes and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Mike McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. Doug, on your left today is Charles Leonard Marlowe, who was lying on the couch when I walked in today to make sure that he was here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I saw him flat-assing on the couch, and I saw him sitting here next to me now. Hello, Chug.
Don't say flat-assing.
Did you spend the whole night here?
I did. I slept here.
In order to get here on time today.
I even beat Doug here this morning. Wow. Only by a minute, though.
Yeah. So how was your sleep situation last night?
Oh, it's fine. It's just
you're
I had
still drinking
to...
drinking coffee at night.
Well, I always do that. I just had to bust out the old-school plug-in alarm clock to make sure of it, make sure I wake up. And I didn't hit snooze this time.
Well, you can hit snooze. Just hit it once. Hit it once, maybe
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you're in a morning slumber, you think you're hitting snooze, you're actually turning it off.
Oh,
that
really?
Happens all the time to me.
Wow.
Huh. Well, that explains your tardiness.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, I'd go old school alarm clock if I was you, Chuck.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, I'd continue with that.
Doug, if our listeners want to get involved, and I know you like to hear from them.
I know.
855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK. Is how you can get involved on the radio program. You also are welcome to text in on that very same number. So that's pretty fun that we have the same number for both the appliances kind of phone line.
Good time, yeah.
And our text line. Also, you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. We do our email today at 9:45 if you're new to this presentation. Four tickets to the Blues versus the Stars on Friday, September 30th. First open practice this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Blue Note Cup kickoff youth hockey tournament is at Scott Trade this weekend, featuring eight local teams. For information, stlouisblues.com. Our text of the day, two tickets to the Brisket St. Louis versus Texas Masterclass Saturday, 4:45 p.m. at Q in the Loop. Sampling is included. Send your text in to win text of the day. Our Tease Farms Captain's Log. We'll do our Wheelhouse Picks of the Week with Jared from the Wheelhouse. And he went 5-2 in his picks last week. Brian Tuohy, and he is America's leading expert on game fixing and the author of The Fixes in Larceny Games and A Season in the Abyss. I'm looking forward to this guest, especially with what we saw Sunday afternoon at the Coliseum, which was awfully suspicious. And as I've said for years, for those of you who have listened for years or read on InsideSTL.com for years, the games where the public is all over one team, in my experience, arbitrarily assigning a percentage, I would say about 75% of the time, do not cover. So we'll see what Brian has to say.
That's when the referees get their chance to cash in like everyone else in the league.
I wonder about that.
Yeah.
That's brought to you by DraftKings. And then at 9 o'clock, Derek Gould with us, presented by Hot Shots. And Doug, tonight at Hot Shots in St. Charles.
Oh, something funny?
Oh, my God, it goes down. You and me will be there. The Sea Monster will be there. The Plowhawk will be there. Iggy will be there. Charlie will be there. Jennings Randolph Jr. will be there. Chris Denman, Travis Terrell, Hannah Ray Yates, and Michael Gaines from We Are Live will be there. Tony Lee will be there. Timberfake will be there. Mike Lee will be there. And an audience of millions will be on hand for TMA Live at Hot Shots in St. Charles, a broadcast in front of a live studio audience that you will be able to hear 24 hours from now until 9 a.m., and then we'll cap it off with Swope's Picks.
Oh, wow. So there will be some broadcasting done. I hope the place is large enough to hold that contingent. Seems like a lot of people crowded in.
Yeah, just the people on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to take a large table, large dais.
Yeah, dais, nice.
A large stage.
I mean, there's a lot going on. And for the record, and I need to issue another apology, Tony Lee wants the audience to know she does not have bad feet. She's just not into hot foot play.
Why would we assume that she had bad feet?
Because we were discussing how she wanted nothing to do with Foot Fetish Friday.
Oh.
And I think it's more focused on the actual activity that goes on at Foot Fetish Friday, which, of course, will take place tonight in front of millions in hot shots.
It'll be a couple hundred, maybe.
In St. Charles.
Well, you can't blame her for that.
A lot of women seem to get into it. Iggy, you've been pursuing. You've been calling restaurants. You've been calling country clubs. And what kind of response do we have? $175 for first place for Foot Fetish Friday tonight, $75 second place, $50 third place. And it's unilaterally decided by the expert Jennings Randolph Jr.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
What don't you get?
Well, I put on Facebook yesterday, and I said, let me preface this by saying I'm sorry if this sounds creepy.
Doug, you want to share this on your Facebook page?
No, I'm not going to.
I didn't even tag you, Doug. But
I
should have.
Doug only shares Breitbart articles.
Now
someone needs to know the truth.
Now we do have Tara coming. She's a friend of Chris Demon. She's coming.
Now allegedly his cousin, but that's not accurate.
No, I was wrong. Okay. The text talked about his eighth grade cousin could beat Timberfake or something like that, and then a girl that was a friend of his. I thought the cousin was doing the foot fetish. But she's coming out, and then I guess some girl that Jay knows, too, is coming out. She posted on my Facebook page, love me some Jay, I'll be there.
Wow, give me her demographics.
And then there's one other one. I think we have three. But no, I bet
she's about 25, a 32C, and bicurious as the day is long.
Okay.
Well, she will be when she gets there. Maybe not, but we'll say she is.
She got boobs galore.
You know, I don't get it when you're giving out $175 possibly, if they win, a chance for $175 or $75 or $50 just to walk in and show the piggies.
Because it's creepy.
Oh, come on. You walk around in flip-flops. You're on the beach. You have no shoes on. So what if the guy wants to look at your foot?
But it's
your
foot. Friday.
It's not on the radio with somebody trying to kiss your toes. You don't think that'd be creepy for some girl?
For $175, why wouldn't you do that?
Because it's creepy.
It's not. Well, maybe it is. I feel creepy just talking about it.
Yeah.
What's the response been from the area restaurants and country clubs?
Nothing. I got no callbacks. They all said they would call back after they talked to their owner, and I'm sure the owner after that said, what the hell is, no way we get involved in this.
They probably got done with your conversation, just stared into their phone and said, that didn't really just happen, did it? Those words didn't come out of that phone.
Now, I did leave Corey a message. Thanks to Joe for giving me the name, because I would have never found it in my phone because it wasn't under DBs. It was under Corey. But I left Corey a message, and we'll see if he wants to lasso up a few lasses and bring them out tonight.
I like that. A few lasses. I like that.
So we still got some time. I think we'll have maybe 3 to 5.
I'm going to take the over on 3.
Are you?
I might even take the over on 5. Because at the one at Hot Shots on Manchester, we had what we call walk-ups in the business.
People who just came, they were just eating there, and they overheard what was going on, and said, sure, I'll take a shot.
The woman who won, who was legitimately beautiful, was going, I believe, to Nippante next door, which is a sushi place next to the Hot Shots on Manchester, and her husband's like, hey, you want to do this real quick? And then she wound up really seducing Jennings with her feet.
Seemed like that's what happened. And he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
I think you're right then, because there will be probably quite a few girls there that will just come up out of the blue. And when they find out it's $175 for first, they'll come up.
Absolutely.
How do we arrive at the figure 175?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
200 was too much.
Thank you, Charlie. I had to go to the board for approval, and they said, can't do 200. We'll do 175.
To show you how people listen to the show intently, and I don't even know who this person is. I don't know how they get my cell number. But when I put up on my Facebook page, 175, 150, I get a text, Iggy Tim said today the second is only $75. I'll change it. Who is this?
I don't know.
I went back and listened.
I don't know who they are. But thank you for that. So I changed it.
Doug, my mom says, I have nice feet. Will you fondle and suckle them? Thank you. That's Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
No, no, I won't. No. No, I won't.
Guys, can cross-dressers compete in Foot Fetish Friday? I'm asking for one of my good friends. That's from Curtis Sanford's Greasy Five Hole. He was a netminder with a note about it.
Yes, he was.
Decade ago?
I would suspect the answer to that would be yes. Otherwise, we'll get in some sort of trouble.
Yeah, discrimination or something.
Yeah. I was thinking about that yesterday.
The NCAA may boycott Missouri if we don't let them.
I didn't want to do that to Jay, but I was actually thinking about it. I know a girl who does some burlesque and cross-dressing burlesque with some people, and I was going to see.
Of course you know a girl who does cross-dressing burlesque.
A guy that really looks hot as a female and bring him out.
Would cure Jay of this fetish.
He's enjoying it. I don't think he's looking for a cure.
No, but it might.
I don't think he's looking to stop smoking either.
If a number of cross-dressers were to come up and put their big, hairy, bunion-laden feet on his lap, maybe he'd say, you know what, I don't like this anymore.
Sounds like Jay Jr. is more of a bull than we thought.
Hey, Tim, I was thinking about starting a new show at 4 a.m. on Sundays called CYC Weekly, where we update everyone on the latest comings and goings with St. Gabe's Hoops, soccer, et cetera. A teams only. We wouldn't talk about the B team.
No.
Losers. Thanks. That's from Mario. We'll fix it, Chicago.
One of the Pandolfo brothers.
That's correct. One of the Pandolfos. Yeah. Who are just a heated war with the Henschels, as I understand it.
Was it a big deal to be put on the B team instead of the A team there?
I would imagine that probably would have been a difficult thing. I wouldn't know, of course.
No, no, A team are all the way. Yeah.
Thank you. Guys, if anything is getting fondled, it will be Doug fondling my balls.
Okay, who is that?
The tickler. So I guess he's coming tonight.
God bless that guy.
He's an Illinois guy, so he's going to drive to St. Chuck.
Yeah, well, maybe he won't find it. Timmy the Tickler has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn's, for the leather-bound suspension log.
Guys, did Iggy just say that he thought the Wolf's eighth-grade cousin was doing Foot Fetish Friday, and he thought that was okay, and then none of you pointed this out? Never change, guys. Never change.
She's been held back several times.
I said I misread the text, but I didn't correct myself, so.
Yeah, we could all be thrown in jail for that.
Well, it is happening tonight, Doug, and this is kind of what it's all about. I feel like this is the culmination.
This would be the high point of the show's history. Yep. Well, that's disappointing.
Yep. Now, who will actually wind up showing up? I don't know. I'm very confident.
Probably not.
In the six of us, I'm very confident in the crew from We Are Live. But as far as Tony Lee, as far as Timberfake, I'm pretty sure Mike Lee is going to be driven there by Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, who you're friends with, correct?
Oh, yeah, we're really tight. Really close.
Now, as we are live broadcasting live their show tonight.
They are
going to
broadcast
tonight?
In these studios. Usually they broadcast in their own studios downtown. Now, when we move to Kirkwood, everybody will be in one place. The offices and the studios and all the shows. But right now, since they have their own studios downtown, they do it from down there, as does the Riders Block, because those boys need to get to the ballpark or Scott Trade sometime. And being out here makes it a little more complicated. So that's what's going on. And hopefully we'll be in Kirkwood come February.
Now, how do those boys have their own studio? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they got a good thing going. I'm in a good place because I enjoy listening to that show, and it gives me another thing to listen to. But I legitimately enjoy listening to that show. And that fires me up. Because it's always kind of been, I don't want to say it's been the goal. The goal is always, of course, to make money, money, make money, money, money. But since we had to start a radio station, because there was this man-woman thing that I thought was going to work, but other people didn't.
It was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Doug invested all of his
That's why I'm still working 7 days a week to get back on my feet.
So we had to start the station, so I'm like, I guess we have to put shows on and stuff. And then the goal was to get some new voices. It didn't matter the age, but just new voices and see if they can kind of take off. And sure enough, Chris and Travis have done that. And then they added Hannah Rae Yates. I guess she's going by Hannah Rae now, or they're calling her that. And Michael Gaines, who goes by Michael Timothy. And I don't know if that's the ultimate lemming move or what. But They got a good thing going. They've had Gilbert Gottfried in studio, Bob Saget.
Yeah, how do they do that exactly?
They got a good thing. And they had a couple of comedians. I was listening this morning as I was driving out here. They had a couple of comedians in studio yesterday. We were in town.
We had Butch Patrick on the phone.
We had Butch Patrick.
Yeah.
Had Gabe on Monday.
So we're competing.
Right.
Really competing?
It was a good show.
I bet they didn't have Sassy Cassie.
Good for you, Iggy. Yeah. Defend our honor. Mm-hmm. Defend our honor. So anyway, they'll be there. For those of you who haven't started listening to that show, I cannot recommend it enough. It is kind of morning after-ish because it just kind of wanders. But it's good stuff, man. I'm a big fan.
I've been a fan of theirs from day one.
I've been
a fan of their ship. Because they kind of followed when we were doing the... I don't even know what show we were doing. We did so many over there. But they were following us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And,
you and Stelling.
Yeah, and I would stick around a little bit. And no, they always had a good show, always entertaining, always good guests, always good topics.
Yeah, but I tip my cap in a big way, and I'm super happy for them. But outside of that, I just like listening to the show. You know, it's my kind of thing. So if you like this show, I'd recommend that.
Sounds like you're not high on that particular show.
No, I like it. And
you don't.
And they will be there this evening.
All right.
And then there's the whole dynamic with Timberfake and Hannah Ray. And then there's also Tony Lee and Timberfake. And then I guess Big Al's also going to be there with Big Hurt, his security. I don't know if PGA Pro Dan, who Big Al calls Lying Dan, I don't know if he will be there. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of potential scraps on this undercard.
You think some fighting could break out?
I really absolutely hope not, because I assure you I will be blamed. And I just don't really need it. Well, and nobody will have a reason for it, but they just have to blame somebody, and I'm the person.
I'll blame Doug.
You're usually right in the middle of a lot of barroom skirmishes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, your reputation was legendary in Columbia when you were tossing people out of taverns.
I was the chicken hawk who would start it and then run and hide behind the big guy. The big guy could theoretically be 5'8", and he'd hide me just fine.
You're like Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse.
I'm in Sam Elliott. Wonderful. Hey, Doug, we have a wonderful program for the listeners, and we want them to get involved. And the Sea Monster says, for those who want to email in for tonight's show, and we will do email of the day tonight live at Hot Shots in St. Charles, get your emails in by 4 p.m. the morning after at InsideSTL.com. You will hear TMA Live tomorrow from 7 to 9, and then Swope's Picks will make a primetime debut. How do you do?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Are you going to get up and listen to Swope's Picks tomorrow night?
No.
Picks.
I'm sure it's a fine presentation.
It is a good presentation.
But I'm pressed for time.
Mike Lee is on the line, Doug.
Hello, Mike.
You're going to be at Hot Shots tonight, I hear tell.
Yeah, and I talked to Hannah last night.
You know, I was listening when I heard you talk to Hannah.
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
I can't wait to meet her, so I'm going to sit with her, too.
Oh.
But she's going to have a lot of stuff going on tonight with Timberfake and Mike Lee.
And I clearly tell me and say, don't bring Penny, come. She's going to get jealous.
I would think so, yeah.
So she tell me don't call Penny. Don't ask her to come. She's going to get jealous.
Doug, don't call Penny.
Don't you think Penny will be upset to get turned down, left at the altar, so to speak, right here at the last minute, 11th hour?
She got jealous before.
I'm sure she is jealous now. How could you do that to her?
Yeah, so I'm gonna ask Hannah. Say, first of all, I'm gonna meet her. I'm gonna ask Hannah. Say, she got boyfriend. I'll be her boyfriend.
Oh, very nice.
Okay,
very.
So I'm not gonna tell Penny.
Right, that's fine.
No, I wouldn't.
You're on the DL.
No, sir. I'm gonna be there too.
Well, is she gonna get jealous?
You know, Star gonna be there.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay.
Yeah.
You had a lot of fillies in the paddock.
I'm gonna wear the Bruce Lee clothes with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I heard you told Hannah that yesterday. She seemed intrigued.
Yeah, so I can't wait
confused,
to meet her.
Actually, was the word now that I want to think. Confuse.
A lot of people said can't wait to meet me over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that part's true. Yeah. What's that?
I said a lot of people said can't meet me
over there. Yes.
Cam Newton and the Panthers hosting the Vikings this weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I just stole my coffee.
Oh, well, that's good. You're a big coffee drinker, aren't you, Mike? I'm sorry, what?
Make my ass.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
How come you work a small ass?
Put it down!
Yeah, you got ass,
man,
boy.
You got stowed.
You got worked, bro.
Same old routine, day after day.
Wouldn't that be a hits. Compliment?
It was like different strokes episode. People would watch different strokes for Gary Coleman to say, "What you talking about, Willis?" It was wonderful.
I guess that's what it's about. Yeah. I don't even know what he said. I just heard the A word.
Now, as a gentleman, isn't it a compliment to have a small ass?
I didn't hear the sentence that he said. As soon as he said the A word, Chuck, he'd been suspended.
You don't want a big old hindquarters?
No, I don't. No, sir, I don't.
Big old ham hock?
I don't know if that's the ham hock, is it?
Ham hock's connected to the buttock.
Don't say buttock.
Nice.
Isn't ham hock like the legs?
Yeah, like a big old thigh.
Okay.
Put a little baby powder in between the ham hock.
Okay.
Right there, see?
Hey, guys, I can't imagine how you could find some redneck 28-year-old single mom of four who would do anything crazy for $100 in St. Charles. You could probably pass out a pack of Marlboro Reds and a gift card to Red Robin and get it done.
Okay, thanks. Stop the profiling.
Mario in Chicago is having a huge morning in the text inbox.
Rack him.
Where's my bell? I need it nigh for what Mario's doing in. He's having an Justin in Columbia kind of morning.
Do you want mine?
Oh, you got a text?
No, bell.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't get a bell.
No, it's at Charlie's contract.
I don't know.
Hey, Tim, can I come tonight and bring you beers and feed you wingies? Let me know. That's from Beldzy.
Beldzy?
Yep.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of lemmings there. Get in line.
I wonder if Beer Cats is coming.
You really want to see that lady, Beer Cats.
Well, I've known them for a while, but I hadn't seen her in a while. She had a new addition.
What do you mean?
Dead a child.
Up top.
Up top? She had a new addition. They put an addition onto their house? Second floor?
Yeah, new roof, Doug.
Oh. Was she forthright about this new addition, or is this just you speculating and now addressing it on the radio?
No, I think Beer Cats had said something.
Did he say something, or you
to
think
me?
He said
no,
something?
He said something to me.
Not on the air, though.
I don't think it's a secret.
Doug, did you know?
I didn't know. Well, how would I know?
It's supposed to be a secret, and he told me in confidence. I don't.
You didn't report it on News 4?
We didn't. I don't remember. It could have been a news story rather than sports. Sometimes I don't see all the news stories, Chuck.
She's always been attractive, but no, I dig both of them. They're both good people.
Wow. Sounds like an MMF's brewing, Doug.
Yeah. I would never turn that down.
I beg your pardon?
If it was offered, I wouldn't turn it down, no.
I'm not a gentleman. I'm a whore.
That's kind of what she just said.
Has that been discussed? Has that been? Maybe that can happen tonight as well as whatever other nitwittery.
You're offering yourself up to Mr. and Mrs. Beer Cats.
I'm not offering myself up. If they offered, I wouldn't say no.
You wouldn't?
No, they're both good people. You have to like the people you're involved with.
But he's a guy. He's a guy. That's
you don't know that. You don't know that.
Well, I've been in MMFs before.
With who?
Terry Weigel and her husband Merle, right?
Oh,
well,
that's
he
right.
just filmed, and most of them just watch at Hedo. They that's
and
what they
is that true that they get on their knees at the end of the bed? Is that like the
well,
thing?
That guy did, and he got upset.
Merle did.
No, Merle didn't.
Cuck life.
The guy at Hedo did. He just wanted to watch, and
but he would get on his knees. At
yeah,
the
he
end
got
of
a
bed?
Little close. He was directing, and I told him, "Hey, Spielberg, get out."
You didn't say that.
Well, you know what?
I did, and I was done.
MMF quicker than that.
This was with his wife.
Yes.
You called him Spielberg and
because
told him to
he
get
was,
out.
Do this, no, do this. And next time
what
I turn around.
What did he want you to do? And again, in terrestrial radio, but a vague description, because I know there are kids in the car, and by God, I hope they never have sex.
Turn her around. Huh? Do it harder.
Yeah.
Do it this way. Lift this up. Next thing I know, I look down and she's on top, and I could see he's at the bottom of the bed with his head. And I just said, "Spielberg, you got to get a little bit here, buddy."
Seemed that rude kinda, to
that
say
was,
that.
That was kind of the end of that.
What was the age demographic of this MMF?
They were, I would say, late 40s from Arkansas.
The Clintons. It was the Clintons.
That's the perfect demographic.
And how old were you at the time?
About the same.
If you would have, if you'd have asked a question, if you'd have pulled 100 people for the show Family Feud, what demographic is most likely in the United States of America to have an MMF? I think the number one answer would be late 40s in Arkansas.
That's profiling.
I am profiling, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big part of our 7 o'clock hour today.
Was this was before Clinton's first term?
No, this was...
This was not the Clintons.
It might have been during his presidency. I can't remember the year. There's been so many at Hedo.
Yeah. So many MMFs? What have you had more of, MMFs or MFFs? Producer Joey says the MMF is the more popular.
Well, it is down there. Because they want...
I thought there was a lot of lesbianism down there. I just hope there's lesbianism everywhere, I suppose.
No, actually, you have to hide that. Well, maybe not lesbianism.
You have to hide lesbianism?
I know the Jamaicans hate gay people. They're really, really not... They really don't like gay people.
But the Jamaicans aren't at hedonism, right? I mean, they're maybe working there, but they're not necessarily participating, right? Isn't it Americans?
No, but then you... Some of the security guards, if they see it... I mean, you don't see...
Really?
Any,
what?
You don't see gay guys down there, but... I did have one hit on me in the hot tub one night.
Okay.
Was that Sherman Helmsley?
No, it was just some dude. We were sitting there talking, and you know, I talked to everybody. And he just talked about, this is my first time here, and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. I said, he's got his hand on my leg. I said,
oh!
I said, dude, I'm just being nice. I'm not, this is a big hot tub. Go over there.
You call him Spielberg, too?
No, I just said I'm not into
this. Was he there with a woman?
He was just sitting there by himself.
Nice lady and her husband come up and ask me to join him in the pool.
That's usually how it works.
Iggy, will you bang my whore of a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. I'm sick of pretending to be straight. Thanks. That's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll. Butch Patrick's
Who's that drop? Doll. Who is in that drop?
The wonderful Fran Drescher, a guest of Audio Postcards.
I like her.
Guys, Iggy cucking Arkansans, so hot. Thank you. It's from the 636. Guys, I once had an MM with a 60-year-old man from Sunset Hills. Beat that, Iggy. It's from the Loomster.
Well, didn't Jimmy the Bull try to cuck you, bro?
Nice to see Hazel Baker get a base knock last night.
It was a close game.
Yeah. He doesn't get to play much, so when he comes off the bench and gets a base hit, you know, that's nice.
I was watching the Braves and Mets live, which again speaks to how fascinating my life is, and saw Ender Inciarte's catch on a ball that off the bat, for those of you who haven't, I'm speaking like everybody knows what I'm talking about, as if people are watching this crap. Nice, Plowhawk, nice.
What was
it's
that?
The second time he's dropped his Snapple bottle this morning. Snapple.
Well, you lose some of the sensations in your fingers, I think, when you're as high as a kite.
Isn't it odd that Snapple still has glass bottles?
Yeah,
nowadays.
Plowhawk dropped it on his way back to his little captain ship back there, and then he just dropped it while I was giving a hot take on the Braves and Mets. But anyway, Cespedes' ball off the bat, which would have won the game two outs in the ninth inning, and put the Mets a game up on the Cardinals, and at the time, the Giants game was up in the air, but the Giants got shipped last night. And Ender Inciarte made a Willie McGee 1982 World Series kind of catch to save the game. And it was two outs. And I truthfully, when I was watching it live, I didn't think he caught the ball. And he looked down at his glove and he kind of did an Edmonds in Cincinnati like, oh my God, I can't believe it's in there. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of the game. And so the Cardinals, Mets, and Giants all lose. But the Mets were, for the reals, about 6 inches away from winning that game. And, you know, with 10 games left, being up a game on the Cardinals and the Giants. And
Play could be the difference, Tim.
Wow, fired up alert.
That play could be the difference, and the Redbirds getting in the postseason and not.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
The Braves have been quite involved in the Cardinals and postseasons, even though they haven't been to an NLDS in years. 2011, their collapse. 2012, the infield fly game. And they just swept the New York Mets. We were sitting there weeks ago looking at the schedules, going, my God, look at the Mets schedule. And what happens? They get swept.
Well, you never know.
By the Braves. That is something else. Meanwhile, the Cardinals head to Chicago, day off today. I have a feeling there might have been a pony in Chicago last night. And then the Cubs, did you see what they did? They moved Lester up. Now, I think it was more about Hendricks and giving him a couple extra days, but they moved Lester up. So the Cardinals will face Arrieta tomorrow with Mike Leake to counter. And then Saturday and Sunday, they will face Hamill and then John Lester, who is pitching quite well here in particular over the last 7 weeks or so.
Cardinals need one of those games in Chicago. I think if they just get one, they'll be okay.
And then just do some shipping.
Then you
next
finish
week?
Up with seven with the Reds and the Pirates. If you can't get it done at home against those two teams that have both long since given it up, then you just don't deserve to be there. Just now, avoid getting swept.
And I don't see the Giants and Mets necessarily running off an 8-2 finish. Neither of these teams are really that good, especially the Mets. I mean, you look at their rotation, they're really not that good.
Well, Cueto's going to miss his start on Sunday. I mean, none of them are. That's the thing. None of these teams are. And then one of them might wind up beating the Cubs. And if I'm a Cardinal fan, of course I would love that, but it irritates me because I just feel like it devalues the regular season. I also know it's not going to change for revenue reasons, and it certainly makes the regular season more captivating for fans of teams who otherwise, if this were 1989, for example, in that format, Cardinal fans would have tuned out 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the reasoning for it. I just don't like, I would rather like Chicago get, or whoever, like last year, the Cardinals get all five games at home of the NLDS. And it may not matter, but some greater reward. There certainly is a bigger penalty now in 2012 through 2016 with the play-in game. But either way, I don't, you know, the fact that the Cardinals could go in there and beat the Cubs, and what we saw last year with the Cubs beating the Cardinals, although the Cubs were only a few games back versus what's going on this year, just kind of taints or devalues, I guess, would be the better term.
Taint.
Yeah, but I wanted to say taint, the regular season. So anyway, I agree with what Charlie was just expressing, that, yeah, it'd be very surprising to see all three have 10 games left, correct? You know, one of those teams go 8-2. This would be really difficult to see based on what we've seen over the last couple of months. Although the Mets had been playing the best baseball, so for them to get swept by the Braves, that's something else. And it's not like they had to throw out, you know, the randoms who've been backing up all the good young starters who've gotten hurt. Syndergaard did start the first game of that series, and he got shipped. And I think what Steven Matz is starting tomorrow night, isn't he? Is he coming back? That's right, Charlie? Yeah. So we'll see how he performs. He hasn't pitched in a while. He could be the guy.
I see the way the Cardinals have their pitching set up right now. They would end the season with Weaver on the mound against
You think
Pittsburgh.
We see Ba Weaves again?
Well, that's the way they've got the rotation set up right now.
So what do you think? They go Jaime?
Don't you have to?
God, I don't.
I think you have to Weaver's last two starts.
See, I don't hold yesterday against him. And the one in San Francisco, because of Colorado, my reasoning for the record, and that was the first time he had thrown there. It's just a different deal. And then really he was on the short end of the stick because of a Molina error in San Francisco. So I'm just not sure that that's the case. I don't know.
He still gave up six runs, you know. I think sometimes we look at that. We look at runs versus earned runs. He still gave up. I mean, I know there was an error, but he still gave up a ton of hits after that. He's allowed 12 hits in his last 4 2/3. So the fact that Jaime comes in yesterday and goes four scoreless with five strikeouts, and maybe he just needed a little break. I wouldn't start Weaver his next turn.
If it got down to it on that final game, it would be an all-hands-on-deck situation, though. It's not like you'd sit Weaver out there and say, well, we got to get four innings out of this to protect the bullpen. I mean, if he got in trouble in the first, you'd yank him out.
Right, but he's going to get potentially two more starts. I wouldn't give Weaver his next start.
I wouldn't give you the time of day.
How about that?
No, I feel bad.
It was just really good, witty stuff that I can do that others can't.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals with a day off today, and then to Chicago they go. That is a tall order, even if the Cubs are kind of screwing around, although they did win last night. But that, not even paying attention to the Cubs. They're playing the Reds, so I assume they did. And you still have to deal with Arrieta and Lester, and Hamels the middle. So I don't know. I don't know. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Cardinals could be at Wrigley Field for game one of the NLDS, or 2 weeks from tomorrow, it could be all over. Hell, it could be over a week from Sunday. Hell, it could be over before that. Actually, if you think about the math, that's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, boy, that is a good time to be thinking about math.
Mm.
You know, by the middle of the week, they could be out of it. Middle of next week, that is really fun to think about.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think we're going down to the wire, and I think some of these weird tiebreaker scenarios will be coming into play on Monday and Tuesday.
Wow, wow, wow.
Well, if it's not a three-way tie, again, the way the pitching is set up, the Cardinals should have anybody that they would want ready to go for the Wednesday one-game wildcard game. Martinez, Reyes, Wainwright, they would all have probably enough rest to pitch that game, depending on who they wanted to go. And maybe Waka will be a factor again. Not as a starter, but as a
wouldn't that be great?
As a guy who could give you some middle innings.
I think
you're
going
to
have
struggle.
Yeah, you're going to have some interesting decisions to make for your roster, not necessarily for the one game wild card. And I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse, but if you were to get to a series, do you put a guy like Waka on the roster? Because there's going to be some tough decisions, guys that have been in the bullpen for the whole year. But are you saying, you know what, if you see Waka the last 10 games, he's pretty effective three times. Do you want that weapon in the bullpen?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Charlie. I was watching Don Shula win his 300th career game. I was there, and I lost. I didn't even hear what you said.
You were at that game. It was 1991. You already came with me.
It wasn't then. It was another big milestone game that he won that I thought they were celebrating. There he is. There's Don Shula right there. Well, never mind. I'm sure you made a fabulous point.
It was a great
point.
Talking
about Garcia, baby. He's talking about Garcia. Stephen Wild says, please, no Jaime. What about starting Waka and piggybacking him with Jaime for that last game? That's from Jimmy's ball game. Guys, the Pirates are only 3.5 back now. If the Cardinals and either Mets and Giants dick around and get swept this weekend and the Bucs sweep, then they're right back in it. That's from the ball and bottom feeder.
Yeah.
Good point, ball and bottom feeder.
Boy, fabulous point. It's just a fun point. Just a really fun point that he made. But as we've seen here the last few days, it doesn't really matter. You can be in last place. You can have a horrible team like the Braves, and they can still come up and bite you.
And also, all year long, we have the Cardinals. They have not been good at home. Are they all of a sudden, in their last homestand of the season, going to roll off a 6-1, or are they going to be the team we've seen all year, which means they'd probably go 3-4? Even though you're playing bad teams.
Sour taste in people's mouths if that's the case. But you're right, Chuckles. That has been an absolute disaster with the Cardinal home record, for those of you not familiar, 33-41.
If it's right there for them in the final week at home and they stumble against the Reds, then you just don't deserve to get in then.
No team, now the Cardinals have played more road games than many teams because they finish off the season with 7 home games, but no team in baseball has won as many road games as the Cardinals. And as a matter of fact, the Cardinals are at 47 road wins, and the next closest is the best team in the American League. Let me double check that, actually, Doug. Either way, yeah, the Red Sox, 46. Or 42, excuse me. Point being, the Cardinals have been killing it on the road. And I think it was, I don't know if it was Brian Hoffman, he's usually the wizard of great stat tweets, or Tim Trokey of Fox Sports Midwest, but something along the lines of when the Cardinals have won 45 games or more on the road, they've been in the World Series each of those last 4 years when they've won 45 or more games on the road. And they are at 47 and have 3 more to go here in Chi-Town. Stand up. Day game, night game is how it'll go. Sunday night game. Oh, my.
They hate those.
Yep.
At least this time it's a short flight. It's not flying across the country to get back home.
Can have another pony on Saturday.
Well, you hope that they don't have too many ponies right now. If you play Chicago at 7:30 and the game's over at 10:30, you could almost be in St. Louis by 1, couldn't you?
I'm just glad we won the standoff, the national anthem standoff before the game.
Doug, did you like that?
To me, that was more important than the game.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. Yeah.
I did too. I will say this, though, Doug, and I'm all for guys having fun, especially the grind of the baseball season, but it is, Doug, I know you like this term, a bad optic. When before the game,
I didn't like that.
Before the game, you have the standoff. After the game, you have all the rookies dressed up like superheroes. And then in between, you get shipped 11-1 by the Rockies. And again,
like
I'm
maybe
all
their
for
minds
fun.
Weren't where they should be.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Because all this stuff, I'm sure they did the rookie dress up scheduled weeks in advance. And again, I'm all for these guys having fun. But it's just kind of funny when you see that, and then you're kind of reporting it on the news, and all the fun in between, you get destroyed by the Rockies.
Mm-hmm. Umpires didn't quite know what to do with that.
Jimmy Joyce too.
Yeah, they just kind of looked and said, "Are these guys going to quit? What do we do?" I guess at some point you could eject them. You can throw them out.
It's fun.
I know it's fun, but at some point it's got to stop. Somebody's got to quit so you can play the game. I just wonder what if push had come to shove, what they would have done. If neither player would have backed down.
Joe West would toss somebody for that.
They could have coordinated so that they could have both gone back to their dugouts at the same time, so there was no loser.
You're a loser.
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, it's great.
855-CUB-TALK, Doug. That's how the listeners can get involved. They can text in, they can call in, plus they can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. We'll be enjoying some Bud Lights tonight. Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and my. How many Bud Lights will people be having tonight at Hot Shots in St. Charles?
One or two. It's about the limit.
Just pony.
Yeah, I mean, you don't.
Hey.
What?
We ain't got to do show tomorrow.
Yeah, that's nice.
We can pony up, man.
I got to hustle back and do the News 4 Sports.
Yeah, but why don't we have a scotch and talk over
our
favorite.
I don't drink scotch.
What do you got today on the Cardinals off day? Big sports cast?
Oh, I'll be breaking stories, and we know that much.
You're going to preview the pitching matchups?
I may do just that.
Has a local high schooler overcome adversity to have a good start to his season?
Can probably find one.
We traveled down.
That's the classic story. We traveled. That's what everybody's looking for.
We traveled out westward to find a club that started off their season 4-0 despite low expectations. Here's the coach talking about his club.
This particular player has had adversity his entire life. He sprained his ankle last week, and now he's doing well both on and off the field.
Nice.
Well. Back to you, Steve.
There it is. See, that's the thing. People are like, well, I mean, anybody can do what you guys do. We just showed you how that's not possible.
Right.
Pitches. Doug, this is Paul from the wealthy part of West County.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Stock tip.
Hello, Paul. Paul!
Hello, gentlemen. Yeah. I am, I'm caller Paul now. No more from the wealthy part.
What happened? Lost your money, did you?
No, I just want to be simple.
Wow, you made a, you made a face turn.
I thought maybe your concerns were hit very hard.
He wants to be one with the common man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we all should want to be, isn't it?
No, we should all strive for greatness. We should all strive to be very successful.
But you don't want to brag about it.
That's how it works.
That's his point, though.
Yeah,
he can still be wealthy.
I have greatness.
Yeah, he doesn't want to brag about it.
And I don't really want to tell people about it, so.
Okay.
I want Tim to know that I do desperately want to go tonight. I'm going to try, if I can cancel some meetings, I'm going to try to be there because I would like to finally introduce myself to all of you.
Can you afford it? Can you afford this trip?
The trip to St. Charles, it is a rather expensive gas trip, but I can afford it.
All right.
Secondly, Tim, I don't understand why it's Cub Talk and not Cuck Talk.
Well, Cuck is spelled C-U-C-K, and Doug and I had a meeting with the board, and we decided Cub would be better because it would be an improper spelling of Cuck.
Okay. I think grammar and proper English is a way to evaluate that. I think that's a great meeting with your board. Outside of that, I hope to see you all tonight, and that's really the only reason I called in.
Well, you just kind of called in to say hi, didn't you? Just kind of checking in.
Hi. Well, hi, and also, I think Tim generally, it seems that he likes to make sure that the people that have the fake names are legit, and I've always avoided actually coming in because I, to a large extent, am hated by the callers. But I think I can handle myself, so I'll try tonight to get there.
Any stock tips before you go, Paul?
Yeah, anything looking good? Anything you're bullish on? Space travel?
Space travel. I'm bullish on Taser.
Tasers?
The Taser. Well, the company's called Taser. T-A-S-Z.
What do they make? Tasers?
They did. That's
well done.
That's the reason their name is that way. But they now make the new body cams. And as they get new contracts, they become huge. So New York City is considering, Tulsa's obviously considering, lots of people are considering, with each new contract, they all of a sudden make a huge amount of money because we're talking about every single police officer being needing to purchase. So when they get something, it's a large deal.
Doug, I guess we ought to purchase some Taser.
Where's the stock at now, buddy?
Around 22 as of yesterday.
What do you think it'll go to, fellow?
If New York City accepts them, and that's something we can follow in the news. Mm-hmm. If they purchase it, we're talking about a possible $1 billion. So it would go up.
$1 billion for body cameras? How will New York have money to spend $1 billion on body cameras?
You'll assume that other cities will also
over the
be
course
on board.
Of time, talking about the value of the contract, not an immediate investment of $1 billion, but as a value to the company. Mm. So we're talking probably up to 35, 40, if that happens.
And what if New York doesn't buy? How much money will I lose?
They won't lose any money. They're still making money, and they have other cities. If you're paying attention to the Tulsa situation where the shooting just occurred, Tulsa, a year ago, or even 2 years ago, got money from the federal government to buy body cameras, and they haven't done it yet.
They're just looking for a company to buy, and there sits Taser.
All kinds of cities. There's a huge market right now. So there are competitors, but Taser is a big name and has a good chance to get a lot of the contracts. So,
And that'll get me out of the business if I invest heavily in this?
If you invest heavily, well, again, Doug, you always ask for a one that you can make money in. Anyone you can make money in, you can lose money in.
Yeah.
And this one's a little more expensive than the ones I talked about before, but at $22 a share, roughly, and if it goes up to 35, you've you've made 50%.
Yep.
And you can certainly, you know, continue. You can take that money, invest it in the next one, and eventually you can retire, yes.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it's a nice situation. Mm-hmm. That's
Doug and I would like to buy 10,000 shares apiece.
Yeah. I'll have 11,000.
Okay, so we're talking, basically, if you buy 10,000 shares, we're talking $220,000.
That's right.
So, shouldn't be that hard.
Okay, no.
Sweet. All right, yeah. Got that done.
Well, thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
No, all right then. I guess that concludes the call. This is a stock tip bulletin board.
Yep. Taser is trading at $27.87 a share, not $22.
Jeez,
dude.
It's already up $5 just since the phone call.
We left that money on the table.
Wow. Mark, it's not even open yet, is it?
Guys, please tell Paul when he's on the bridge to St. Charles to jerk the wheel to the right quickly and make sure he falls into the Missouri River.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Probably a rival broker.
That's Dave with the cauliflower ear. A lot of brokers have cauliflower ears, so that probably is correct.
I don't think it's brokers. It's wrestlers who have the cauliflower ear.
You don't know that.
Have you ever gone to the NCAA wrestling tournament when it's Scott Trade? It's not just the wrestlers, but half the people in the crowd have the cauliflower ear.
They're former wrestlers.
Yeah. I guess they wear that with pride.
Or maybe...
Like, look at me ear.
What if they're the wives or the girlfriends of the wrestlers? Can you get cauliflower ear?
It's not contagious, no.
From making out with a guy with cauliflower ear?
What about a mild case of herpes, bro?
That you could get, sure.
Guys, it'll be a nice situation when this guy hangs up. That's from the 314. Great stock tip, Paul. If you make money, you can retire. That's from Recap.
He was just trying to help us with our
I'd
portfolio.
Like to tase Paul. Thanks. It's from Brother Aber. He's the vice president of marketing for We Are Live.
Everybody's a hater.
Doug, at your age, though, don't you want to get into some more conservative...
You're looking more blue chip.
...type portfolio just to make sure, you know, you don't have that much time left.
It can't be... No, I don't. My time is short. Yeah.
Don't I get risky.
I can't, yeah. Just give me a CD. I'll take 0.5% interest. That's something. Maybe checking account.
Just a nice, what about a nice savings bond?
Doug Mario in Chicago's back. He's having a monster 7 o'clock hour. And he says, number one, St. Charles isn't in West County or wealthy. And number two, I work in finance for a large asset manager, and I am going to short Taser.
There's parts of St. Charles that is wealthy, is indeed wealthy.
Well, sounds like you're sideways with Mario in Chicago.
A little bit. Parts of St. Charles are very nice.
Hey, Paul, I hope you make it to Hot Shots tonight. I'd like to buy you a shot of Clorox. Thanks. That's from Barnhart Frauer. Mm.
Here's a guy who's trying to help all of us make a little extra money. We asked him. He didn't come out with it. We asked him. He supplied a stock, made all the sense in the world that this is a stock might go up. And yet the haters come out by the dozens.
Haters gonna hate.
That's what's wrong with this program.
But that's it. Otherwise, the show is tight.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, a lot of people say, hey, how you trim your shrubs, bro? And I say, well, I used to just grow this beard out, a wonderful beard, dense shrub. But now, I'm using Harry's Razors. And Charlie, you can get those at HRRYS.com. Go to Harry's.com and you will see what I am talking about. I had been using a product because why would I switch razors? I never really even thought about it for a very long time. It might even go back to like the earlier part of the 2000s. And it just worked for me. And I didn't realize that there are razors such as Harry's Razors that have made such a difference in shaving that now you get a much cleaner, smoother shave and you get it from Harry's. Big razor companies have always made a small change, come out with the quote newest version and raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping prices exactly the same. So here is what we got. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe, and then all you do is pay $3 for shipping. $3 for shipping. Plus, special offer for our listeners. Enter code INSIDESTL, one word, INSIDESTL, at checkout to get a post-shave balm for free with your order. Go to Harry's.com, HARRYS.com right now, and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Use the promo code
inside STLs. Coming up at 8:30, Brian Toohey, America's leading expert on game fixing and the author of The Fixes in Larceny Games and A Season in the Abyss. He's our DraftKings guest of the day. 9 o'clock, Derek Gould and the Cardinals. He is brought to you by Hot Shots, and we will be at Hot Shots in St. Charles this evening. And Doug, I created a DraftKings game.
Did you?
Well, we've been doing our private TMA games the last 2 weeks of the NFL season, first 2 weeks, week one and two, and we filled up 200-person leagues. And you know what I said?
What'd you say?
I said, let's make it 300.
300. Oh,
did you?
Let's make it.
And you said it in a very cool way.
300.
So I contacted the people at DraftKings, and they said, three? I said, bet. Bet. So now...
Yeah,
and I don't want to say where you're going to find it on the air, and I don't want to say it on Twitter because then it exposes it to Daily Fantasy Shacks, and I want this game to be for our people, for the listeners of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can find out the information. It's at the top of the page of the TMA fan page, and click on that link. It'll take you to our game, and already 116 people have registered for it. So that's where you can go play week three, Charlie. And 84 people will cash. First place is $300. So it's $10 a game, and you can enter up to five times. And I already have because I'm going to be probably in Las Vegas this weekend, and you can't play it there. So I got to make all my entries while I'm in Missouri.
Really?
Yeah.
They can tell where you are even with the mobile device?
Yep, y'all. So I checked with my guy DraftKings. I said, hey, I think I'm going to be in Nevada this weekend. Are they still dicking around with you guys? Yes. Okay, fine.
How hypocritical to not allow daily fantasy in Nevada. Just makes no sense. Yeah, I mean, I understand why they don't allow it.
And so that way they had to, so then that would cause all issues with the UIGA, and that will get me going into a 10-minute tangent on daily fantasy and online poker and leaving money on the table in tax regulation. But hey, if we play, we go to hell. And so I understand that, and I'm thankful for people protecting me from Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, DraftKings.com is where you can play daily fantasy sports, especially if you're in Missouri. And you don't have to just win the entire thing to win cash. As a matter of fact, at DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to cash in. The player who finished 800th in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends, family, and coworkers to find out who the superior GM really is. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for everyone. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code QUARTERBACK, and play for free with your first deposit. That's free. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. All right, so big ruling yesterday, and it didn't really gain steam until the evening, but there is some significance to this ruling against the Rams in St. Louis. And as you boys saw, right at around 7 o'clock, I got a phone call and got further explanation as to what this means and how positive it is for those of you who want to see the Stanley Steamer and Kevin Demoff deposed. I'll tell you why and explain the ruling on the other side of the commercial break.
Okay.
This is the Ryan Kelly Morning.